Welcome to my world.
We talk to you.
With you. Gotcha.
All right. It's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Here's one of my random thoughts from the weekend. Do you suppose that guy on the side of all the buses gets laid for being the Verizon guy? You know what I mean? The Mo Rocca looking, can you hear me now guy?
Probably.
Do you think that pays off for him?
Mm-hmm.
And do you think he regrets becoming, do you think he regrets signing up to be the Verizon guy? Because that's what that guy is going to be for the rest of his life. Doesn't matter any hopes he had of, you know, being an Othello, doesn't matter. Shakespeare, Wait Until Dark, never going to happen. He's just going to be everywhere he goes. You'll be like, can you hear me now? I mean, that's a guy who's, his acting career has effectively stopped right in his place.
His career will eclipse when he finally just snaps because someone's, can you hear me? And then he pulls out a chainsaw and, you know, effectively removes someone's ears.
Maybe. That's Kitchenbarger talking that way about Verizon.
No,
I'm sure
Verizon
employees are stable people.
Well, I'm just saying that mm-hmm. guy, that particular actor at some point 20 years down the road is going to snap.
All right, it's 503-535-9100 or 1-877-535-9100. Let me get a couple of these emails. I got to talk about this gadget list here. If we have time, we'll do the top five. This is from Kyle. Subject line, there's our friend Kyle, by the way, who's out doing something or other. Kyle, apparently, it's just sort of a crapshoot every day, whether Kyle is here, whether he lets us know that he's going to be gone. Kyle has like 9 different jobs, so I certainly don't begrudge Kyle being gone, but it's just sort of a wait-and-see thing every
day.
Yeah,
I had no idea he wasn't going to be here today.
Whether he appears. Rick, Brittany looks so trashy yet so goddamn hot in that video. And then, attention, Megan, he says, I would do anything to pound that. And that's two, like the numeral two. I would do anything to pound that. By the way, tell Dennis he still owes me $25. Dude.
What, have come you not on, pay, he have works you not for free, paid? Dennis.
This how it was like 2 weeks ago he ate 100 peeps in the air. You haven't paid him?
I was going to pay him today.
That's all. Why are you going to lie like that? You didn't even know you were coming in today.
Well, not until you called me, but I figured I'd pay him today.
Uh-huh. Why? How long has it been since he ate the peeps? That's
like last week.
Like 11 days. It wasn't last week. It was 2 weeks ago. It wasn't last Wednesday. So it's been 11 days.
The guy pays like $100 rent to live in a mansion. Okay.
So you were just not going to pay him?
Oh, I was going to pay him.
Uh-huh.
I was going to pay him.
When was that going to happen to you?
I was going to pay him this week.
Uh-huh.
I was.
You can just give that to me. You can just give me that.
Hey, let me make that out. Rick,
you can
Emerson,
just give me that. Look,
pay to the order of.
Look, I'm the biggest tightwad on earth. I paid him the day he ate the peeps.
Okay, so I'll pay him.
How is it that you were not prepared to pay him the day that he did it?
My $1,300 mortgage payment went through the bank.
You can't. Find me a river. I'm just saying. Seems like a little bit of crap. All right,
Kyle, I'm sorry. The check's in the mail.
All right. Let's see. Rick, don't forget that today is Pi Day. 3.14 at 1:59 p.m. is the official time to celebrate Pi. Thought you'd like to know.
That was a little late for the geek watch.
Rick, about your diet, the good news is you'll feel better and look better if you eat better. The bad news is you'll still wear nasty four-day-old socks. Poor Lara. Let's see. Rick, if you quit whining about all the things you haven't gotten to, you'd have more than enough time to get caught up. You are a retard. Andy, P.S. F. Matt with a big pile of whatever.
This F. Matt is brought to you by Barfly Magazine.
Thank you. I appreciate that. All right, well, I got to get to this. This is from Mobile PC Magazine, and they put together a list which is deeply flawed and altogether inaccurate, by the way. A list of the 100 greatest gadgets of all time.
Now, just electronic gadgets or just gadgets in general?
I think it has to be something with moving parts.
Okay.
Because some of these, it's not that they predate electricity, but some of these are not electrical powered. But these are the 100 greatest gadgets of all time. So I don't have time to go through the entire list.
And so a unicycle is not on there?
No, because that... Well, no, because that's stupid. That's why that's not on there, because we're not retards here, Dennis.
I just thought I'd ask.
Because they're not idiots at Mobile PC Magazine. Why would the unicycle be on the list?
It's a gadget. Right?
Whatever. No, it's not. It's not on the list. Let's just go through. We'll go through the top 20 here.
Who brings up unicycles?
Guy sitting in that chair.
Hey,
Speaking of which, I've already decided we have the next listener party. Listener Party 8 is coming up Friday, April 15th at the Viper Room on 7th and Hawthorne. We will have on display the gay chair. Just like when you go to Elvis-O-Rama in Vegas and you can see, like, the king's, you know, like, one of his bathrobes and, like, one of his, you know, like a roll of his toilet paper and stuff. We are going to have the gay chair. We'll have it behind, like, a crushed velvet rope so people can't touch it. We may or may not allow flash photographs of it, but the gay chair will be on display. And we'll let people rub it for luck.
For $10, you can take a picture of myself in the gay chair. I'll be collecting at the listener party.
Okay. All right. These are the top 100 gadgets of all time. We'll do the top 20 here. Number 20. See that right off the bat, this ought to be higher. Number 20, Swiss Army Knife. It was developed in 1891. The Swiss Army Knife is the mother of all gadgets. It's the Tigris and Euphrates, the Adam and Eve. It's the lodestone of all gadgets. Swiss Army Knife is so much a fantastic gadget that it's used as a term of comparison to describe other things. Like there's that song, what's that song, Swiss Army Girlfriend? It's a thing that everybody uses to describe other things. Number 19, the IBM ThinkPad. See, this is just a stupid list.
That's,
what is that?
Yeah.
It's a laptop. It's that one. You know, the ThinkPad is that thing. It had that stupid mouse that looked like a pencil eraser. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, that thing's very impractical.
And it's impossible to use. Nobody can use it. It's as much as the touchscreen or the touchpad is hard to use. The ThinkPad with the little nub, I mean, that thing's impossible. Top 100 gadgets of all time, number 18, the Motorola DynaTAC 8000X. You know, does it sound like a made-up product? Doesn't that sound like some sort of Futurama
what
product?
What the hell is that?
You know what I'm talking about. That's that big-ass cell phone from 1985.
The brick phone.
The brick.
Ah.
I remember using those. Did you ever have one of those?
I had one of those.
I did. We had one of those. I used to work at a radio station. And this is 10 years later. This is like 1990. And we were still using the Motorola DynaTAC 8000X. And the thing, like...
Yeah, my service area was like from me to you.
Weighed like 50 pounds. It sounded even worse than they do today. It was just, I mean, I knew a guy. This is an absolute true story. A guy named Greg worked for a radio station, had the Motorola. He was driving, it was like a Suburban. And he somehow, I don't know if he was drunk or it was an accident, I forget what happened. But he somehow got into a wreck in the Suburban. And he rolls down a hill. Now, he lived. But he rolled down a hill, not end over end, but, you know, sideways. He rolled sideways down a hill with one of those Motorola phones loose in the car, smashed out his teeth, smashed the side of his head, and ended up smashing out one of the windows. It's like a pebble in a washing machine. So as he would turn, it would chunk, chunk, this thing just rolling around. Because those things weighed, I mean, it weighed some unreal. Do you know how much the first cell phone cost?
Oh, like $1,200.
$3,900.
Oh! God.
1 hour of talk time. all right. Greatest gadgets of all time, number 17. Toshiba SD-3000 DVD player. That was it was kind of the first mass market consumer DVD player. DVD, which is a format I did not truly appreciate until the emergence of director commentaries and other such wanky artistic extras, which are now the sole reason that DVD is huge. Number 16. The acoustic. See, listen to this. The Acoustic Data Coupler 300. This is the dumbest list ever.
I have two of those.
I will translate for other people. What the Acoustic Data Coupler 300 is, it's that modem, like the one that Matthew Broderick uses in War Games, where you have to pick up the phone handset and stick it in the cradle. You know what I'm talking about? And it was like 300 baud or something. Like, it would take an hour to download, like, a paragraph onto your screen. Where you had to pick up the phone, you had to set the phone cradle in there, and it made that horrific screechy noise. And it was like it had wood grain paneling and everything. It's fantastic. Greatest gadgets of all time, number 15. The HP 35 Pocket Electronic Scientific Calculator. That was the one that would, it was solar powered. It was one of the first solar powered calculators, and See, this is because I'm not very smart. It has all those buttons that I still don't... Like, you ever see a calculator has buttons you have no goddamn idea what they do? And that's when you realize how dumb and uneducated you really are. So, like, I dated a series of girls in high school who are much smarter than... I mean, it's not like it takes a lot to outstrip me on the intellectual scale. But they would have calculators, and it would have some button that said, like, log. And I would, you know, or, like, ASQ. And I would just have no idea. I still have no idea what they did.
I was actually very proficient in those because you used those when I was selling cars because you could figure out car payments.
Right.
That's what most of that stuff is for.
That's all I know. All I have are, like, I have those credit card size ones that they give you with a tank of gas or the Chevron. That's it. These are the top 100 gadgets of all time. Number 14, the Sony CDP-101 CD. So basically the CD player. It's the very first CD player. The first CD player was all, like... It was all, like, huge, and it had that when the drawer would come out, like a top-loading VCR. I remember the first, what was the first CD you ever bought? Not a cassette, but the first CD.
I want to say either a Public Enemy or Metallica. I really don't know. One of the two.
My friend John, his first CD was Metallica's Black Album. First one I got was Alice Cooper Goes to Hell, I think. And I remember sitting there listening to it and realizing that it, because the first 5 years they were on the market, CDs themselves didn't sound any different because they hadn't learned how to remaster anything. So I remember sitting there, having just shelled out a couple $100 of my high school income to this CD player, desperately trying to convince myself that it sounded a lot different, when in fact it didn't. Number 13, the transistor radio. That was the transistor, the development of the transistor in the radio was the first, you all know this, because if you've ever tried to lift a radio that like your parents or your grandparents had, where it's like you give yourself a hernia trying to pick the thing up. My dad had one of those radios. I mean, it's about the size of a car battery with a handle on top, AM/FM radio with an 8-track player where you shove the 8-track right into it, and that thing weighs like 80 pounds. I mean, it's just, it's goddamn impossible to lift. Number 12, the Apple iPod. The iPod, which to be fair, I have never used, but I will tell you that Sarah and I both have, Sarah and I have MP3 players.
As does Nate, and I love mine.
I don't know what I did. You know, the thing about the MP3 players is it's robbing me of one of my old school talk show bits, which is the what's in your CD player right now.
But you can have what music is playing on your MP3 player because you pause it.
I guess, well, it's like we've all got the, I mean, it holds like 10 million albums or something. Well, I mean, I would be screwed if I lost mine because it's like my entire music collection is on that thing now. I mean, it's just unreal. The top gadgets of all time, number 11, the Polaroid, the very first Polaroid land camera, which is the first instant. Man, that's a technology that seems space age and was just killed in the blink of an eye by digital cameras, though.
See, I think that's
unfair. I feel sorry for Polaroid, man. They must have thought they were on top of the world for the rest of time with that thing. And then in a heartbeat, like wheat before the sickle, they were killed by digital.
So. I thought that was unfair. I think Polaroids are fun. You even tried to have it out as a resurgence, the little party pack style. Where you would kind of take the pictures real quick and maybe stickers and whatnot. Those are fun. I mean, Polaroids are still fun because it's kind of that, printed in the moment kind of thing.
They've got a kitsch value to them.
Yeah.
All right. Dan in Salem, you're on the Rick Emerson Show. What's up?
What's going on, Rick?
I'm on a car phone. Woo!
I had a boss about 1989, right? You know that phone you guys were talking about, the brick phone?
Uh-huh.
Right before that, he had a phone in his truck that was actually like a CB radio.
Yeah.
But it was also a phone. $6,200 to put this thing in.
Well, I remember that back even in the 60s, there was a big to-do because Paul McCartney had a car phone. I can't even imagine. It's like when he saw the first VCR. Like the first VCR cost like $32,000. It was like the size of a pony.
Well, yeah, the car phone, Paul McCartney's car phone was probably like a Morris Minor with a, it ended up the size of a Buick or something, you know?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, unbelievable. All right, there you go. That's Dan. Unbelievable. As we're looking, these are the top 100 gadgets of all time. The others, I don't even have time to read the rest, but... It's just a stupid list. Pez dispenser.
Can I have a sheet?
Dispenser. The pocket fisherman. The Rubik's Cube.
Could you do a Rubik's Cube, Rick?
No, I couldn't. I never could. Did you ever know that little bastard on the bus? Some egghead dick with a Coke bottle glass that could solve. I can solve any Rubik's Cube in 35 seconds.
Yeah, that's what went into my head.
I mean, I was a nerd, but even I wanted to kick the snot out of that guy. Some little mouthy idiot with a pocket protector. Let's see, the Dustbuster. The Dustbuster's a fantastic, but that thing has gone away. Where has he gone, Dustbuster? Where did the Dustbuster, that just vanished overnight. Let's see, the Zippo windproof lighter, the taser.
Attention, Kyle.
All right, the Light Bright, the Tickle Me Elmo. Are we breaking
Light
here?
Bright. Oh, I love that thing.
Light Brights were cool.
Let's see, the Leatherman.
Yeah! That's better than the Swiss Army knife.
See, that's a tool. The Leatherman. That family is here, by the way. The Mr. and Mrs. Leatherman live in Portland, Oregon. Well, let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll give the... We'll give the rest of this list. Let's see. The Mattel Magic 8-Ball.
Like that.
The Boombox. The Etch-A-Sketch. Speak and Spell. Yeah. Well, with the obligatory E.T. reference. The Fuzz Buster. All right, we'll talk about this. We get back. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. We'll finish this list. I don't know if Teddy Ruxpin's on there or not. I don't know. We'll finish up when we get back. Stay there. It's Max 910. Maybe I'll get lucky, then I can smile again. in trouble with my ex Bizzle Lizzle.
Precision, my nizzle.
Please don't do that.
So close.
You could reach out and smack him. Rick Emerson, live and local, only on Max 910. Talk radio for guys.
Nizzle. We had to
just
do a whole...
That's embarrassing.
Oh, the Apprentice. Where all of these idiot white people were having to do this contest, like an auction, like spend a day with Gene Simmons, you know, or be a roadie with Moby, which is like what everybody longs to do. But one of the prizes was to hang out with Lil Jon. And it was like one of the tasks was you get to carry his crunk cup or whatever, his crunk chalice.
Oh, that's the freaky guy who used to be an Uber nerd.
Yeah. And you get to carry his chalice or crunk around for a day. And there's this white woman named Tana. And she's just, I mean, and she's really white. I mean, she's not just white, she's Caucasian. And she's saying to him with a straight face in an unironic fashion, What we want to do is give away like a week of carrying around the crunk chalice, because we think that the kids out there who are going to bid on this would really diggity that. And so it's like they're going to come and they're going to hang in your hissle for a week. And I mean, Laura and I were physically backing away from the television. It was so embarrassing. Do you ever do that where something on TV, like that Britney video, is so embarrassing you find yourself like edging up on the couch because you're just trying to get away from the funk?
Well, do you know if Britney's video is hip with the kids? Because all TiVo, like TRL, if it, it would
got,
be on there.
Well, on, I have the, do you get that channel MTV Hits?
No.
Okay. It probably is, because MTV Hits is just the heaviest rotation video. It's like basically just TRL-esque videos all day. It's like 24 hours. So it probably, if you tape TRL, I'm sure it'll be on there. It'll be up in there.
Okay.
We're talking about the...
Stop.
Up in the hizzle. Do something. We're talking about, we're here with Dennis Pitzenberger. We're talking about these, the greatest gadgets of all time. So the Fuzzbuster, 68, that's number 44 on the list here. That's the, what was the original radar detector? Let's see. God, what else? It's just crap. The corkscrew.
What?
Really reaching for stuff here. The first digital watch. First digital watch, man. I used to have one of them that was all like with the red lettering. Was all like the bad LED.
You had one with the calculator.
Say
I
it.
Did.
Nah, in high school, I had the... No, in eighth grade, I had the... I saw one of those like the
you
other day.
You had the one with the calculator?
Yeah, but I saw one of those the other day. I thought those had gone away. I didn't...
No, my dad still wears one.
Yeah, but your dad's a doctor.
Yeah, but like, he never uses it for anything.
It's like I was always... My friend Carl had the one where you could play Pac-Man on the watch. God, I hated that guy. I wanted to beat him with a brick and take that.
I've seen the video watch.
Number 29, the Clapper. Number 25, Game Boy. There you go. See, Game Boy ought to be, like, way higher, though. Because Game Boy set and still sets the standard for handheld gameplay. Number 20, listen, number gadgets. Number 23, the telephone. Number 23. Okay, let me just do the, we'll do the top five here. Well, actually, number 10, TiVo. That's what I'm talking about. Right there, number 10, the TiVo. Number 9, the Atari 2600. The Rio 300, which is another MP3 player. The Robotics Palm Pilot, number 7. Number 6, the first digital camera from Casio. Number 5, the first computer mouse. Number 4, the Motorola StarTAC. If you remember the StarTAC, it was like the first flip phone. It was the very first cell phone that wasn't like a big-ass, chunky thing.
So that's
you had
more important
around.
Than an actual telephone?
I guess, and the TiVo should be way higher than number 10. It, because whatever the eventual fate of TiVo, the fact that it's used as an adjective, you know, indicates that they created an entire... Yeah, screw that. Number 3, the Sony Walkman. Number 2, the Zenith Space Command TV remote control. And number 1, the Apple PowerBook. I can do a better list than this in my sleep.
That list is ridiculous.
I have a PowerBook, and that is not the coolest thing ever.
No, the TiVo's way cooler than that. So is the Walkman, for that matter. I mean, you can't confuse what the gadget does with how groundbreaking it is. You know what I mean? It's like the remote control. Well, it's like the, you know, like the digital phone, for that matter. I mean, it does something very simple and very small. But, I mean, it's just, or the Game Boy, but it's just fantastic. It just opened the door for everything else.
Where was the remote control on that list?
Number 2, the remote control.
Now, see, that's top 10, I think, in my book. You know, just because of all the things that opened up.
Cell phone ought to be way higher than that.
Yeah, I would say
so. There's all kinds of stuff not even on here. So, no, screw this list. This list is dead to me.
What about the plasma TV? I mean,
Completely. It should totally be on there. So,
the disco ball?
Disco ball, the CD burner.
Oh,
where is the CD
God.
Burner? You want to talk about something that an entire generation who will never buy. I mean, I think Napster ought to count as a gadget. You know what I mean? I mean, it's a software program. But, I mean, hell, the goddamn Pez dispenser can count as a gadget. That ought to count as a gadget, Napster.
T. Garrett ball-bearing turbocharger?
I'm doing my own list. I'm going to write that. What's coming up on fuel?
We're actually going to have kind of an industry week. We're going to have some gentlemen both from Car and Driver Radio and from Automotive News just talking about actually going along with your list, kind of industrial news as far as what is coming out in the technology side of the automotive world. And then I'll be reviewing the X5 in this week's Fuel Factor in the Portland Tribune.
All right. I know. Okay, here's what we're going to do. Write this. This is one of my ideas. I'm going to write this down. This is not going to be an idea I write down and don't get to. Okay. Okay, we're going to start counting down. We are going to count down. This is not going to be gadgets. We're going to count down the 910, because we're max 910. We're going to do the 910 greatest.
Oh, clever boy.
We're going to do the 910 greatest things ever. That's what we're going to do. I'm throwing down the gauntlet. We're going to do that. Thanks to Dennis Pitzenbarger. Out of time. Love to stay. Got to go. Don't let the bachelors grind it out. See you all tomorrow. Don and Mike next. Bye. Corpse of the Weekend. Strangling Whores.